views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour because, folks, we are going to inspire you, and we're going to help you to create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website. That's AskSueLondon.com. And, folks, when you go to that website, I want to encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter because when you sign up for that, there's going to be bonuses that we're going to give you. You're also going to receive 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have personally used in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given 30 minutes to live in my life, how I overcame abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. Now, just to sign up for that newsletter, learn more about me, go to the website, AskSueLondon.com. So we have Christopher, our producer, en route as we are starting the show, but filling in kindly, we have Brian with us. Brian, it's nice to have you starting the show with us today.
Thank you for having me here, Sue London. It's always a pleasure when you're on with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Today's a special day in our home. Well, I guess for our station as well. We have a very special event happened here 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, what is that event, right?
Yes.
Well, folks, if you were listening 2 years ago today, you would have been personally involved in the experience of how our little Shih Tzu, Molly, she chose that time for my husband, Ross, to take her to the vet to say goodbye. And she crossed over to the other side during our live show. And it was 2 years ago today she's done that. And during the live show, she did come back and she had my dogs Spot and Rocky with her. And she just wanted to say that she was okay and that she loved me and she was on the other side with her friends. So, you know, these dates are very special to me. Yes. And it just marks a day that how a very special gift was given to me from my friend coming back and sharing that. So, and also today, Brian, our puppy is he's 5 months old today, Marley.
You're talking about, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. he's five months old today. We're in puppy training class. We're having a good time, Ross and I with him. So that's what's new with us here in the London home. What about you? Are you keeping out of trouble?
Yes, I am. Always good. Always staying happy. That's the way you pave a way for a good life. Being happy and never letting anybody... Let me say it again because I'm tongue-tied. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Never let anything be unhappy because that's not the way to... Being happy is just the way to go. And I'm always glad to work with you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's my pleasure to
be having you with me today as well. And, you know, we've got a great show today because I was telling, if you've been following my social media, we've got an awesome, awesome guest with us today.
Yeah.
And it's Dr. Kevin Morrison. And he's going to be talking with us about an amazing technique called the Awakening Technique. And him and I have been talking, and I'm sure, Brian, you've heard me talk in the past about how it's a little challenging for me to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Do you have a challenge going to the dentist?
No, I could usually handle it.
Okay. Well, I don't.
You, yeah.
You know what? I have to say I am getting better. Just as soon as I'd hear the word dentist, I would start running to the bathroom and have sorry to be graphic here, folks, but I'd have both ends going and I couldn't eat. I'd be shaking and I'd come home so stressed. I'd have to go to bed. I exhausted myself. But I was at the dentist last week and she so kindly let me bring Marley. If you go to my Facebook, folks, you'll see a picture of Marley at the dentist with me. And she was absolutely blown out of the water. And she said she couldn't believe how I was so different with having the dog with me at the dentist. So to my dentist, Manjula Duhan, I love you. Thank you for letting me bring Marley in. But it was absolutely amazing what Marley did for me at the dentist. So our guest today is going to he's going to kind of tell me, you know, what this is all about, because I have to go in and have some mercury fillings removed. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, folks, I'm a little bit freaked about it. And Chris, I understand you're here with me now.
I'm here, but I'm not all there.
Oh, good. well, I was just saying about I am having to go to the dentist June the 11th.
I've been listening the whole way in.
And I thought
talk about the 2 year ago experience with Molly crossing over. Heard the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know what I'm like going to the dentist, right?
Well, you told me a little bit on the phone on the way here, and let's just say that you make many trips to the restroom.
Okay, you know what? Like, I already shared that part, so you don't have to get into too graphic. Okay?
No, I'm not going to get graphic. I'm just saying that part of it.
It's a family show, right?
Right.
No, I am saying I'm getting better, but I do honestly can tell you that this fear really started when I was 21 and I went to the dentist and I had my wisdom teeth taken out. And Chris, as you know, I have an allergy against anesthetic. I have pseudocholesterate deficiency. And what happens when I get anesthetic, I don't wake up from it for a long time. And the weeks where I'm not doing a live show, it means I've been at the dentist and it's taking about a week and a half to get out of my system. And so it has become quite a fear. So June the 11th, I'm going and she's working on 6 teeth that day. So let's just say this show tonight is all for me. How is that?
We'll call it the Sue Bicuspid experience.
No, it's okay. Don't even say the teeth word, okay?
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
What's new with you, my friend?
Well, it's been nonstop. The last week of the month, even though today's May 1st, it's kind of still like it's the end of the month.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to do an auction for the homeless in New London at our friend's Gerard Toyota. So I was there, and I just got out of the meeting just a little while ago. Yeah, and I have a lifesaver mint in my mouth. That's why I sound like I'm slurring my words a little bit.
are really sharing a lot of like details here tonight, aren't we?
Well, I don't want people to think I'm drunk or anything. It's just I have a lifesaver in my mouth.
Well, there you go. Well, I got to tell you, as you know, you are writing the foreword to my new book that I'm writing all about angel experiences and mm-hmm. angel messages that, you know, I've been receiving and guidance and that. And it has been an unbelievable journey writing this book. It's like a new experience comes up where I'm being guided to getting messages from newer angels and helping others. So, you know, when we have guests on, and you know, Chris, I've wrote books and I've experienced things happening. Well, this book is definitely not me writing it. It's like them totally on the other side.
You're being guided.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know how we have things happen on the show that we can't control?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of what's happening with my fingers. They're kind of doing the typing with my fingers and saying, this is what we're saying, you know?
Right.
So it's all good. It's all really good. So I'm anxious to get started with the show. So, Christopher, are you ready to grow? Like, I know we're both going to grow tonight here with this amazing guest.
That's absolutely what we do when we do your show, Sue. So I am ready.
It's true. Well, folks, I want to tell you, do you know that we all live, I don't want to say we all, but many people do have 60,000 thoughts a day, and they continue to think the same things. They make the same mistakes. They repeat the same lessons over and over, yet somehow still expect their lives to be different. Now, we're going to be talking today to Dr. Kevin Morrison, and his technique is called the Awakenings Technique. And Awakenings does exactly what it says. It awakens you to a new way of thinking, feeling, and ultimately being. This is an amazing show we're going to have today, folks, and I really encourage you to connect with Dr. Kevin Morrison after the show. This is who he is, though. Let me tell you this before we get into any further. He is an incredible chiropractor for 23 years. The single driving force that has always motivated him is his passion and his determination to relieve others of their emotional and physical pain. In creating the technique, or the awakening technique, along with Vonda Smith, he can now say one thing with certainty. It is that physical pain and illness are definitely manifested from our thoughts and our feelings. Now, the awakening's technique allows individuals to release themselves from their own emotional prism and live life with intent and purpose. Now, you can learn so much more and book sessions with Dr. Morrison at his website, awakeningstechnique.com. And I want to also share with you that Dr. Morrison has kindly given you all a gift, and that's two MP3 downloads. The first one is The Subconscious Mind, which discusses how the mind works and how we think. And the other is called Introduction to the Awakenings Technique. Now, both MP3s are about 15 minutes in length, and you can pick them up at my website's blog, which is asksuelondon.com/blog. So without any further delay, let's bring Dr. Morrison on. Dr. Morrison, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today.
I am so excited to have you here. I got to tell you, I emailed you. You have really strong energy, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
You are a very gifted man.
Well, I've been intuitive my whole chiropractic life, and I use my intuition with my chiropractic patients and adjusting, and I really use my intuition when I'm doing the awakenings technique. And one of my goals, as well as Vonda's goals, is to basically bring the awakenings technique to the world. This fall, we're going to create workshops that people can attend. Okay. And I want to help people to become intuitive, because we're all intuitive, as you know.
Yes.
We're all born that way. We just have to be open to it, because it's a learnable skill.
Yes, and you know, I want to add to people, I myself go for chiropractic sessions with an amazing girl in Bronte, Ontario. You're in London, Ontario, Canada, right?
Yes.
Right, folks, Christopher, this is another fellow Canadian who's a gifted man, I want to point out. But I want you all to know that chiropractic really can open you up, can't it, Dr. Morrison? And people don't really understand that, do they?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, they think that if a pill isn't going to fix them, that they have no choice.
Yeah.
And my clients that have been coming to me for like 20 years, they're so used to my intuition that, because I use a technique called muscle testing.
Yes.
It's like sort of applied kinesiology. So when my clients come in the door, they don't even tell me where their problems are. I tell them.
I mean,
what doctor can tell you where your problems are? So I'll tell them where their problems are. I will adjust them. I'll always ask them, is there anything I've missed? They'll say, maybe, can you check this or that? But I just finished adjusting patients before I went on the show here. And every single client, I mean, they give me hugs when they go out the door, because they feel so good. They can't wait to come back for their next adjustment. Like, what doctor do people want to go back to? But they want to come back to a good chiropractor, because chiropractors, honestly, I can only speak for myself, they really care.
Yes, and you know, I can tell you that part of the healing process I went through with Crohn's disease, there was years ago I had Crohn's disease, and it was chiropractic that I went for that helped me to heal, and now there is no signs of it in me at all. I don't go to a medical doctor. I go to like folks like you. You know, chiropractor, a naturopathic doctor. That is totally how I do my healing. And I did have the emotional thing behind, as you know, with Crohn's disease, right? And that's what we really worked on with clearing. And that was part of my secret
healing.
Healing
is all about hands-on. That's what Christ did. It's about the hands-on touch. And that's what a good chiropractor does. He touches his patient. He finds the problem through his hands. And I help. And I also find it through spirit, through emotion, through intuition, through whatever you want to call it. But all I know is for 23 years, they keep coming and keep coming, and they're loyal as the day is long.
Now, let me ask you, we've got people listening that do not live in our wonderful country of Canada and Ontario, and they're in the United States or they're different parts of the world, how would you suggest they go about finding the right chiropractor? Would there be a specific website you would send them to? I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot. We hadn't discussed this earlier.
No, the best way is always word of mouth.
Okay.
It's just to look, just to ask, where do your friends go? Where does your friends at work go? Because if somebody is good, their name's going to get out there no matter what.
Yes, yeah, and that's how I found my chiropractor.
That's how everybody finds my whole practice is referrals.
Yeah, that's great. Folks, if you are listening and you are in the London, Ontario area or drive, I know I drive to my chiropractor. It takes me about an hour each way. And when you find that right person, and if you're lucky enough to be in that London area, folks, do connect with Dr. Kevin Morrison. Because you cannot do the chiropractic over the phone, but everything else you do, you can do it over the phone and Skype. Is that correct?
Well, you can't do it really over the phone, but yes, you can do it over Skype. We're actually sitting in the room where we have our computers that we work on Skype. We actually did Skype sessions today, yesterday. Okay. We do Skype with people in Europe, in Australia. We've had a lady from Malaysia. We have had people from Florida, California, New York, Africa. The world is small. As long as you can get on the computer, we can connect. I can connect to your emotions. I can connect to what you need to release. And energy, as you know, has no bounds.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Basically, as long as you can see the person, I don't even have to see the person to connect their energy, but it works better that way. And like I said, we just started doing Skype a few months ago, and it's like growing like wildfire, because people in one state, they're finding out about us in other states. And we're working with people from places I never would think. We work with people from New Zealand.
Wow.
We work with people from Australia, with the places I can only dream of going.
Wow. Well, you'll be there soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, folks, see, we're making the point that here's a man that you can't say he can't help you. Okay, so you want to go to his website, theawakeningstechnique.com. So, Dr. Morrison, let's tell everybody what this technique is. So first of all, how did the awakenings get created? Let's start there.
For sure. Well, before I tell you how awakenings got created, you need to really know why it got created.
Okay.
And why it got created was kind of selfish reasons. My past is a lot like yours. I grew up in a family with a mother who was a severe alcoholic. She was mentally unstable. She was not the most loving person. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, sitting at the table, she looked across from me when she had been drinking, and she said, I wish I'd killed you when I had the chance. Meaning I wish I had an abortion when I had the chance.
Yeah,
I remember
I heard
that.
Similar stuff.
I remember that feeling of that feeling unwanted. It was probably about at 3 or 4 years old. I remember sitting in my room as probably at 5 or 6, crying on my bed, wondering why God wouldn't take me, why I had to stay in this family, why I was so mad at God because God wouldn't kill me. And I was a little boy.
Wow.
I remember walking around at 16 years of age, walking the streets, and I remember wondering, how can I end my life? I had two friends who had shot themselves, and I wasn't feeling unhappy about it. I thought, man, they're lucky. They got out of this world. That's how awful my life felt. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, I was a very smart individual, and I did well in school, and I learned how to wear a mask. I learned how to wear a mask. Most people do that. They say, how are you doing? And you say, I'm fine. And you smile. But there's so much pain behind that mask.
Yeah.
And when I became a chiropractor, I had a very successful practice, and everyone thought I had the world by the tail. But I still was like a lot of people. I was hurting so bad inside. I was still dying inside. So I knew that I had to do something. I wouldn't take pills. There was no way I'd take medication. But something had to happen. And what happened was the chiropractor that I worked for when I first graduated, he heard about this technique called NET. It's another type of emotional healing. And he was so excited. He said, we've got to go to it. So we went down to Indianapolis, and I learned about NET. And it was my first time that I ever saw that how we feel can affect how we are doing physically. And I found when this gentleman started to help me to release my emotions, I felt better. And when I came back to my practice, what I realized in doing that, in learning muscle testing, which is your way to enter the subconscious mind, I realized that I had a very intuitive ability to connect to people physically, emotionally, spiritually. So I started just kind of working with that with my clients. It wasn't a technique. It was just a knowing. But I realized that it still wasn't helping me. My patients were leaving. They were feeling amazing. They were coming in by the droves. They were thanking me. But I needed to help myself. So I didn't really help myself until just the last few years. And that's when Vonda and I, my partner, we sat down and we loved to meditate. We loved to pray. And basically, it was just the best way to say it is it developed from a spiritual knowing. I kept asking questions and I kept getting answers, and the technique just basically came out of that. And we kept testing it on clients and changing it and changing it. And now we've got it exactly where we want it. And people now, we know when people come to the office, when they go on Skype, they are going to change. They are emotionally going to be a different person when we work with them. So basically, I started it for selfish reasons. I was looking for an answer to heal my pain. But now now that I have the technique, it's such a powerful technique, I want to share it with everybody. I don't want people, especially children, to go through the pain that I went through, because you don't have to.
Right, yeah. And, you know, so many times we have brought people on the show, and I know myself that often we experience things where we think we're having this happen for one reason, but it's always, there's like there's a bigger picture to why we are doing what we are.
I remember
a prime example, you went through these experiences, now you're helping people in such a powerful way.
Yeah, I remember sitting in my car in the parking lot when I was a chiropractor, but I was a young chiropractor, and I was pounding the steering wheel, and I said, why did all this stuff happen to me? I was basically calling out to God, to the universe, and then I heard back, would you be the person you are today if this hadn't happened to you?
Yeah.
And I basically realized no. Then I basically heard, then get over it. And now this technique is so wonderful because I can, I can connect to anyone. If they're a truck driver, if they're president of a company, it doesn't matter. They have emotions. They have a soul. Everyone is the same. I don't care what country you live in. You just need to be open to healing, open to wanting to release your pain, and this technique will do this for you.
Now, can I ask you a question? Because I'm a Reiki master, and I've had people that they just block the Reiki, and it won't go to them if they don't want it. Does the awakenings technique work the same way? Does the person have to want to receive it, or is it going to go to them anyways?
Well, if they don't want to heal, it's not going to work.
Okay.
So basically, I had a lady in this afternoon, mm-hmm. and she's really suffering. And she's suffering within a relationship, and she wants her partner to come in. And she says, I don't know if he will, but if he would, it would save our relationship. And I said, you can't make somebody want to heal.
Right.
And if he's not in the same space you're in, you've got to honor that. And maybe at some point, if he makes a decision to come in by himself, we can help him. It's like if someone Skypes me and says, I want you to help me, then you've got to do what I ask you. You've got to be open to what we're going to uncover. You can't argue with the emotions that we're uncovering, because some people, you tell them emotions and they need to let go of, and they just want to fight with you.
Right.
And in that case, I just say, I love you, but it's not the right time for you.
Right.
So you have to be open.
Yeah, I've experienced that when people don't make the eye contact. They'll look at you, and then they take the eye contact off of you, or they'll make excuses. And they're not ready. But
well, they're arguing from their conscious mind. They know subconsciously what they need to let go of, but they try and rationalize either why they don't need to let go of it or how they already have let go of it. I had a gentleman from, I won't say the city, but a gentleman the other day, he was on, we were on Skype with him, and he got really upset, not in a bad way, but he got upset, and he said, I was telling him I was going through what he had to let go of, and he said, my God, he said, I thought I did this already. He says, I've spent $1,000 trying to get over these emotions. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, if it wasn't there, I wouldn't find it. So I said, you're not going to spend $1,000 in my office, but you've got to realize, for whatever reason, you came in at ground zero. You got to start. Whoever you're working with, they weren't really giving you what you thought you were getting.
Right. Now, let me ask you, because we have to go to a break in a couple of minutes here. How many sessions do you feel a person needs, or does that just kind of go by where each individual's at?
It goes by where each individual's at. What I do, okay. I mean, if people have heard of chakras, the first thing I do when they come in is I connect to their chakras. I connect to which chakras are, I always say, are kind of energetically out of alignment. And then and it's based on how many chakras are out of alignment. That's generally the number of sessions. So it can be one session, it can be 8 or 9 sessions, but each person is different. But I tell them right up front, and I even tell them which chakras they are, what it means, and then I let them make the decision of where they want to go with their health. How much effort do they want to put into changing their life?
Mm-hmm. When people have a session with you, what kind of things can they feel?
When they have a session with me, they usually feel very emotional.
Okay.
The lady I was working with this afternoon, she went through a whole box of Kleenex sitting in front of me. It was a lot of tears, but it was tears of joy. She was finally awakening to the emotions she'd bottled up inside of herself. And it was like taking the pressure off. And when you saw the pressure going off, your whole face changes. So their body changes. At the end of a session, we have them tell us, how do you feel? What feels different than when you came in? We have them rate their physical problems that they have when they come in, their emotional stressors, and at the end of the session, they re-rank their own stressors and their own physical symptoms again. So they're telling me how they're doing. So they see for themselves what's changing, and sometimes they change instantaneously.
Wow! That's absolutely amazing.
But the fact
amazing.
That they rank those symptoms, I can't make that up.
Right.
And they're the ones telling me how I'm doing. So it's like I get
you empower them.
I empower them.
Yeah.
And I also, through the whole session, I have them creating multiple intention statements around each emotion they release and what positive emotion that they bring in.
Okay,
good. So they're continually being fed positive.
What I want to do now, we have to take a break. And what I thought we're going to do, folks, Dr. Morrison is going to kind of briefly tell you about what's been going on with me, and I am going to be working with Dr. Morrison. I will tell you that now, to release this fear once and for all about going to the dentist. So stay with us, and you're going to see Dr. Morrison in action. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-3775. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we have Dr. Kevin Morrison with us, and he's sharing a powerful technique called the Awakening Technique. Now, during the last segment, Dr. Morrison talked about what the Awakening Technique is, how it works. You can connect with him and have this technique session anywhere you live in the world. He can do it through the phone, through Skype. If you are lucky to live in London, Ontario, Canada area, or can drive to him there, you can work with him in person. Amazing man. Now, in the beginning of the show, folks, I shared how I have got a fear of going to the dentist. And it started not in my early young years, but after I had my wisdom teeth out. And it was as a result of a dentist giving me anesthetic, and I'm allergic to it. And it took them like almost 12 hours to bring me out of it. And since then, I get pretty freaked going to the dentist. And I am going to be going on June the 11th to have all my mercury fillings removed. So it's time to let go of this fear once and for all. And God and his angels sent me this wonderful doctor to help me with this. So folks, got to tell you, this show's for me this week, as many of you listening as well. But this is mainly for me this week, folks. So what we want to do this part now is Dr. Morrison's going to kind of talk to me, and you can use me as your example and see how this all unfolds. So, Dr. Morrison, why don't I just turn it over to you, and then you take over saying what you need to say. How's that? Did we lose Dr. Morrison?
I hope not. Are you still there, doctor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, so do you want to just take over now?
We can do whatever.
Okay, bring it on.
Am I on the air now?
You are on the air, yes.
Okay, awesome. So, basically, I'll kind of explain what I would do in the office.
Okay.
The first thing I would do in the office, or not the first thing, but I'd actually do this at the end of a session. People always want to know how many sessions do I need, like you said? How many chakras do I have out of alignment? So basically what I did is I connected to you last night, okay?
Okay.
When I had more time. But basically you have six chakras. I don't know if people need to know that chakras are, if you've talked about on your show, they're energy points.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the first chakra that we need to deal with is your first chakra. Now, your first chakra sits at the base of your spine. The color is red, and the first chakra is all about feeling safe with money, job, finance, career, safe around anything. So you've got an issue, and this is chakra one. It's feeling safe in the future regarding your health, and you have to realize the future can be 10 minutes from now, 2 days, 2 years from now. So basically, it's an issue about you feeling safe regarding your health down the road, which I'm assuming is about feeling safe when you go to get your dental work done. Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
The next chakra that each chakra that we work on takes me about an hour and a half, usually an hour and a half to release. So that's why we can't do it all here. The next chakra you have is your sixth chakra. The sixth chakra, they call it the third eye chakra. It sits up right on your brow between your eyes. And this chakra I connected to for you is also about your future. It's in your future. And it's about trusting your health. It's about you trusting that you can go to the dentist, trusting that everything is going to be okay. So you obviously have multiple emotions, multiple baggage that you need to let go in order for you to be able to trust your own health, trust the ability you can be okay.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep, okay.
The next chakra that you need to work through is your third chakra. The third chakra is your solar plexus chakra. The color is yellow, and it sits about the level of your belly button. And what I got was it's an issue around the present, and I'll say it's something to do with a male relationship, but it's about your self-worth. So it's basically your issues around your self-worth in a relationship. Okay, whatever that means, there's emotions there you need to release to improve your self-worth.
Okay?
The next issue is with your heart chakra, which is right above your solar plexus, your third chakra. Your heart chakra, the color is green. And basically, with the heart chakra, it's everything to do with issues of love, giving love, feeling love, accepting love, desiring love, feeling love. So that's the next chakra that we need to help you with, is whatever emotions that you have that are blocking your ability to fully express and enjoy love.
Okay.
The next chakra that you have is your fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is your throat chakra, and the throat chakra is blue. And with the throat chakra is all about taking back control in your life. It's about speaking your truth. Okay, so it means that at some point in your life, somewhere in your life, which we would uncover, you have given your power away.
Yes.
And you have lost your voice. You've lost your ability to express yourself and speak your truth. And we would find out we would uncover all the emotions that you allowed to come into your subconscious mind, to clutter your subconscious mind, okay, that got you thinking, I can't control my life. I can't take back control of my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, as folks listen to the show, they know I have been abused as a child. I was abused in my first marriage as well, and I did not feel I had control.
Well, what I get is you need to speak the truth,
okay. And
it's within a male relationship. It doesn't mean it's a male relationship right now, but there's a male relationship that you still need to have your truth spoken.
Okay.
You need to have a voice.
Okay,
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, totally.
The next chakra, the last chakra, is your zero chakra. A lot of people don't know there's a zero chakra. Zero chakra, the energy is associated actually a couple inches under your feet. And this chakra, for you, I connected to it's to do with to things in the future. And it's about, the zero chakra is about your ability to make decisions for yourself. Because a lot of people, they get blocked in the energy of the zero chakra, and they're basically wishy-washy about making decisions. I should, and then I shouldn't. I can't. They hum and ha. So basically, there's issues where you have to become better at making decisions. And
become better, okay. Because I know that was an issue. I'd always turn to other people where now I get the message like from my angels or my support, and then I take the action. So you're saying that's still unresolved.
It means that you've done some excellent work, but it means it's like a glass breaks in the floor and there's a bunch of glass. You swept up some of the glass, but there's some glass still there.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
You
understand.
You still have to work on it. Okay. So that's, I would tell a client, if you want me to work with you and help you along with Vonda, those are the six chakras that we need to work through. That's going to be an hour and a half times six. I'll just let you know that's one of the reasons we don't even offer sessions as a one session. We either offer them as sessions of five sessions or 10, because we know that one session, you're going to feel a little better. But if you go away and leave, we haven't served you any good, because we haven't fully helped you to get you to your authentic self, to where we want you to go. It's like taking if you like taking drugs, like taking an antibiotic for 2 days instead of taking for 10. Well, it's going to come. The problem is going to come back. So you have to stick with it. So now, the two chakras, the first two were the first and sixth chakra. Those are the two chakras that we would need to work through with you for this fear of having dental work done.
And it makes sense, because it's about feeling safe with my health. I'm petrified they're going to break my teeth and all kinds of stuff, and then trusting she's going to do it right or, you know, look after me. So makes sense.
Now, the first thing we always do when we work with a client is when we help, where Vonda does this, she's excellent at this, when she helps them work through, find out what their physical symptoms are and rank them, their emotional stresses and rank them, she then helps them to create an affirmation statement. An affirmation statement is a very positive statement which hooks the mind and helps to reprogram the subconscious mind.
Yes, so I believe in that, and I do that.
And we do that all the time, and I even wrote one out for you.
Oh, good,
I want you to say this. I am loving, feeling safe in every aspect of my life.
I am loving and feel safe area of my life.
Yes, say I'll do it this way. I am loved, feeling safe.
I'm just writing this down as you're saying it. I am loved.
I am loved, feeling safe.
Feeling safe.
Feeling safe in every aspect of my life.
In every aspect of my life.
Because basically, the two things you need in your life is to feel safe and to feel loved, right?
Right, yep.
Exactly.
That's me.
So that's why we created it that way. So what I'm doing is I've got Vonda with me here in the office. So when you say the statement, I can muscle test her, and I can see if she stays strong or whether she goes weak, and I can explain what that means. So just say the statement.
Loved. Okay, I am loved and feeling safe in every aspect of my life.
And Vonda's arm drops like a lead rock.
Yep.
So what that tells me is when her arm drops, it means you're not congruent with that statement. It means you don't believe that statement. So now the next thing is that statement serves as the end point we're trying to get you towards.
Okay.
So by the end of the session, if I had you say that statement, your arm would stay solid as a rock. You would be absolutely congruent with that statement. So the next thing we do, now we know the statement, we need to know which chakra we have to work through, what emotions we have to clear so that you can become congruent with that statement. And we already know that the first chakra, the highest priority chakra for you is chakra number one.
Right, the root chakra. Yeah.
The root chakra. So the next thing, what I always do is there's something called the five elements of Chinese medicine.
Okay.
This is something that's been around for thousands of years. The Chinese believe that each element represents a different aspect of who we are. There's wood. Wood is about the tree. The Chinese think the tree represents us being rooted. It represents us flourishing and feeling protected. The next element is water. This is the element with you that I found for you with this first chakra. Water is about flowing with life. So imagine you're trying to swim in a stream, but what you're doing is you're swimming against the current. So basically,
I've been told that before.
Yeah, so you're basically not going anywhere. You're like the hamster on a treadmill, or not a treadmill, the wheel. You're basically fighting through your life, and you're going, why am I in the same place?
Mm-hmm.
That is the main emotion, the main element for you under Chinese the five elements. The next element is metal. Metal is all about your core internal stability. The next element is earth. And earth is more about Mother Earth. It's like feeling nurtured, your nurturing energy. And then the last element is fire. And fire is all about passion or lack of passion and recreating yourself. And under each of those elements, we have probably 65 to 80 emotions that we can connect to. And we connect to those with you through muscle testing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a couple of the emotions that we found with you underwater.
Okay. Yep.
So the first thing we do is we always connect to your soul first. Then we connect to the chakra that we're working on, which in this case for you is your first chakra. So when I connected to soul for you, I already did it yesterday, Under the soul with water, you had one motion that you had that we connected to, and that emotion was unsafe.
Yep.
And what I would say, I already know where it is, but I would say I want you to connect your very first immediate thought as to where you felt the most unsafe in your life. You can do it right now even. So when you've connected to that, and this is in the past, when you've connected to that, all you have to do is say, like, praise God or praise source, so I know you're connected.
Okay, so you want me to have the thought when it was. Okay. So
I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to allow, I want you to connect your very first immediate thought as to where you felt unsafe in the past. I want you to see it. And when you go, okay, I know what it is, I don't want you to tell me anything. I just want you to say, praise God or praise source, so I know you're connected.
Praise God.
Praise God. All right. So I want to know, I'm going to ask the question, is there an emotion behind unsafe? Hold strong. There is. So when you felt unsafe, that is not the emotion that we declare.
Okay.
What I want you to do is I want you to connect to what were you feeling at that point in your life over and over and over that led you to feel unsafe. So what emotion, what feeling were you feeling over and over and over that led you to feel unsafe? And when you've connected to that, I want you to say praise God or praise source.
Okay, so you want me to tell you what the emotion was? Just say,
you can, yeah. Tell me the emotion.
Okay. It was not feeling good enough for my parents because they had told me that they wished they had a boy and I wasn't good enough.
Okay. So is this move not good enough? Okay.
Yeah.
So now what I say to the client, I say, we're gonna release that not feeling good enough. We're going to put that in the garbage can of life. We're going to put that on the conveyor belt and let it go bye-bye.
Okay.
But what happens is the universe, as you know, it abhors a void. So you have to, you can't leave an empty energy space. You have to fill it with something.
Just That's like right.
A, so I want you to connect. If this is your choice, I want you to connect to what feeling, what emotion can you reach for and feel? That's a big thing. You can feel that's a better choice for you than that emotion you just connected to. And when you have it, simply say, praise God.
Praise God.
So tell me, what emotion would you pick?
I would pick love. And it was with being with my dog.
Okay, awesome. So what I would do in the office or on Skype is I would say, I want you to connect to loving your dog. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. And when you're there, when you're ready to connect to love, to loving your animal, I want you to say time. Because when you say time, what I do on Skype or in the office is I have you basically meditate for 68 seconds. Even where you are, you just sit back, close your eyes, and you just spend that time in your mind just visualizing what the feeling of love feels like, feeling that love for your dog. So when you're ready, just say time.
Time.
And you just sit back. And we're just going to do this one emotion.
Sue, are you still with us?
I am. And you know what? I'm trying to cross my hands, I'm finding, and my feet.
Okay.
And I pointed that out to Dr. Morrison.
So what we'll do is, so now we'll say time. You can't,
time.
Like you said, we can't do it all on the radio. It takes too long.
Right. We can't have dead air either.
Yeah, we can't have dead air. So yeah. What I want you to do is I want you to say, I welcome love into every cell of my heart and soul.
I welcome love into every heart, every area of my heart and soul. I didn't say that right, did I?
Nope. No, I welcome love into every cell of my heart and soul.
I welcome love into every cell. Oh, my God, I can't get this. This is terrible.
I welcome love into every cell of my heart and soul.
My heart. I'm writing this down as we're talking. I welcome love into every cell of my heart and soul.
Hold strong. Say, I love myself.
I love myself.
I send love to every aspect of my life.
I send love to every aspect of my life.
Hold strong. Excellent. So I was connecting with Vonda. You held strong. So that is the basic thing I do with every emotion. But
okay.
So some of the other emotions that I would have you go through, I'll just go through them quickly.
Uh-huh.
Negative in the present, it's negative thoughts. Lost sense of inner security. Again, the next one was still lost sense of inner security. The lost sense of inner security was with your crown chakra. We always deal with the soul, then the chakra we're working with, which is the first chakra. And then we go to the crown chakra, and each chakra has an outer layer of energy, an inner layer. So the crown chakra in the outer layer was lost sense of inner security. Inner layer was lost sense of inner security. And then we go to the physical body. And I'll tell you that in the physical body, you store emotions. The emotions that you are storing with your teeth, I found, was unsafe. And with your teeth also, the emotion was powerless.
Yeah.
Powerless. Now, I'm just going to quickly go to the sixth chakra. Is your chakra about trusting your intuition, about trusting yourself. The emotions, this was under the element of earth. The emotions I found with you that I'd have you connect to when we go through the process was fear of love,
uh-huh.
was emotionally alone, rejection, lack of self-worth,
uh-huh.
worry. And it was interesting, with the physical body, I had one with mouth, but it's about when your mouth is open, and it was overly conscious. The next emotion I had was lying to self. So there's something you're lying to self about that we have to let go of.
Uh-huh.
And the next emotion was, the next thing was cords. You can have emotional cords where basically they're energetic cords.
Yeah.
That go from the chakra to something else. You have a cord with a sixth chakra, and it's under the element of metal, and it's avoiding feelings. And the feeling I'm getting that you're avoiding is depression.
Okay.
And this depression, I didn't take the time as to whether it's in the present or the past. I'm just trying to go through quickly. But when you and I work on Skype, we'll go through this very slowly, and we'll make sense of everything. It's hard to make sense of for your listeners of all of it because there's so much involved with this technique. But when we do the technique, it flows like butter. The nice thing with the technique is clients don't – it's a non-talk therapy, as you see –
Yeah.
They don't have to tell me what they're thinking, so they don't feel scared. They don't feel invaded when I work with them. I have so many clients that come here rather than going to, I'm not a psychologist, but they'd rather come here than to psychiatrist, psychologist. They tell me they get more out of it because they feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, it's interesting. I got to tell you that as you've been talking, I have got sweat running down my face. I am so, so hot. And Chris.
So do I. I have sweat coming down me too. And I know he hasn't even talked to me, but I have it as well.
Yeah. So a lot of energy flows around this, doesn't it? Like that's energy, well, right, Dr. Morrison?
Yeah, it's energy. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's us connecting. There's the energy that we're connecting with.
Now, let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time here.
Yep.
With what you've done with me now, and I'm very sensitive to energy, do you think that I would experience something as the night went on or the days, that kind of thing?
You might, but I basically am just, to really experience things, you have to, that first emotion, you have to get to to release the emotion and bring in the emotion, the positive emotion that you want to replace. So you may experience something, just the fact that you're very in tune to energy.
Yeah.
But if you come on the air with me, on Skype with me, I guarantee you will feel an amazing shift.
Yeah.
And I want to ask your producer, what was his name again, please?
Christopher.
Mm-hmm. Who was it that wanted me to connect him really quickly?
Christopher.
Was it Christopher?
I have a fear of the unknown, including death.
Okay. So how many chakras do we have to release right today? Okay, I'm just being quiet for a sec. The main chakra for you is your sixth chakra, and it's the same thing. It's about trusting. You have a big trust issue.
I do.
Yeah, and so your trust issue isn't simply about death. You have trust issues. You've had trust issues all your life.
That's
so
true.
So if we got together and worked, I would help you to uncover all the trust issues you have. You think it's simply about death? That's only the starting point. That's the obvious one, but that's not the only trust issue you have.
Yeah, I never even thought about trust, but you're absolutely right about that.
And how old are you, sir?
I'm 41.
41. Okay, you're a baby.
And, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, compared to me. So okay, I just want to know, this trust issue started at what age? Below the main thing. What I connect to you is I connect that this is your trust issue started about age 9. They started when you were a little boy.
Yeah, I can see that.
When you were adult.
I can see that.
Yeah. And I want to know the main element for you with these trust issues. Is it wood, water, metal? Trying to be really quick here. And the main emotion, if I had to pick one for you at age 9, is it 1 to 10? Is it 1 to 5? Is it 1? Is it 2? The main emotion, if I had to pick one emotion for you at age 9, I'd pick sadness.
Wow. See, I caught it at age 15, but you know what? There probably was another incident at age 9. I hear you're coming back, and I feel so bad that we have to go.
Well, what I'll tell you is that age 15, there is another issue, but you just didn't go back far enough. That's all.
Uh-huh.
If you go back to the original place where it starts, then all the other ones just tumble away and fall away like a deck of cards.
Wow. I hate to stop this show. Dr. Kevin Morrison has today been talking about the awakening technique. Dr. Morrison, you and I will be in touch. Stay on the line. We'll talk in a few minutes. Folks, do connect with Dr. Morrison. Amazing guy. Next week, we've got Ken Ungerich with us, and we're going to be talking about the power of prayer, folks. Another awesome show. So on behalf of our guest, Dr. Kevin Morrison, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have an awesome week, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit eastwestbookshop.com.